Okay, Dvar Halacha, Tuesday night, Or Lates Sivan. And I'm going to learn a little about Bracha Achronos now. So to make a Bracha Achrona, you have to eat a kazayas, but you have to eat a shear, which is a kazayas. And as with most shiri achila, when you need a shear, you have to eat it betoch kedei achilas pras. For the purpose of this discussion, we'll assume, and I think that's pretty much the norm, the assumption being kedei achilas pras is, we'll say 4 minutes. I think Rav Moshe says 3 minutes when it comes to bracha achrona. So we'll say 3 to 4 minutes. Anyway, that means if you're eating, now people have a tendency, unfortunately, to not make bracha achronos. Bracha achrona. I don't know why. It's a magefa. And really, people should make sure to be more careful about making bracha achrona, especially bar nefashos. Just forget about it. Maybe you yell at your kid when he doesn't make a bracha rishona. Yeah, chas v'shalom. Talk nicely to your kid. Make sure you say please. He should make a bracha rishona. But then they run away from the table without a bracha achrona, and somehow, and we're not such good role models for that, I must say. So you have to make a bracha achrona. But it's true, maybe often it happens that we don't eat a shir kedei achilas pras. 4 minutes. If you're eating a sucking candy, you're probably not going to be making a bracha achrona. If you are, you know, if you're eating pretzels, you're nibbling on pretzels, you're probably also not going to be making a bracha achrona. You need to eat it within, we'll call it 4 minutes. If you eat a kazayas within 4 minutes, it does not have to be the first 4 minutes after the bracha rishona. Okay? You eat a bracha rishona and you nibble. Then at some point you get hungry, or maybe you think that someone's going to ask you for a little and you don't want to share it, so you quickly gobble up the whole thing. And now you've eaten the kazayas b'chdei achilas pras, you have to make a bracha rishona, even if it's not in the first 4 minutes.